the past to the future, we come back to talk about some new stuff happening in the 21st century. Before I introduce the guests, we'll remind you that support for WEAA is provided by the Walters Art Museum, presenting the exhibition Egypt's Mysterious Book of Fayyum. An ancient papyrus is displayed alongside Egyptian statues, reliefs, jewelry, and ritual objects to tell intriguing stories like that of Sobek, the crocodile god who makes the sun rise. We are now having another one of Theater Baltimore conversations here in our studio. Good to have you. It's been a long time.
It has, Mark.
We're here with Chris Finsten.
Finsten.
Producing director of the Theater Project.
Yes.
One of our great institutions here, bringing in acts from across America, across Baltimore, and across the world is what the Theater Project grew up on. We are here with two folks who have come from Bulgaria to bring a production here to Baltimore. Petar Todorov.
Hey, nice to be here.
Good to have you here. And in a Slava Mincheva?
Deslava
Mincheva. Hello. Welcome, good to have you.
We call her Desi.
Yes.
Desi, good. That's even easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I have this right? Pro
Rodopi
Arts Center.
Center, right? Exactly.
So tell us.
Yeah, that's a very nice place in Bulgarian mountains. We live in Rodopi Mountain, which is south of our country. It's a beautiful, beautiful landscape. About 15 years ago, we decided to move from the big city there. We established that Pro-Rodopi Art Center, which is independent cultural center for producing cultural and arts events. So, we come from a theater background, but we also do their dance. We do some children work. Our major work is divided into two directions. One is more kind of alternative theater, physical theater work for adults, and the other one is work for family audiences, which we think is very important nowadays, that families go together to experience something in theaters. And our show we brought here to Baltimore this time, which is called Garbage for Plums, which will be this weekend at Theater Project, is comes out of this line. It's a very nice family theater show, and we would really like to invite everybody, families with children, parents, grandparents, to come and to experience something together and then to talk about that together.
It's because it's a folktale, a Bulgarian story, an old Bulgarian story that you turn into this.
That's true, right? That's true, yes. Yeah, it's a very funny Bulgarian story how one man wants to find a wife, but he chooses a rather strange way to do it. So he gets his donkey with piles of plums. You know what plums are.
Yeah,
the
we
fruits.
Have plums,
plums.
Here too, yes.
Okay. All right. So he gets these fresh plums, goes from village to village and offers this free to women for exchange for their house garbage. So people think that this man is crazy, but he has a secret plan. So the one who comes with the less garbage is the girl to become his wife. So finally he finds a very nice girl who comes without any garbage at home, which means that he is the best hostess. So you get now the idea behind. Yeah, that's the funny story which is behind this production. We are here to offer it for Baltimore family audiences.
Yeah, and we're so glad to have you guys here. They've been here twice before with other shows. Chick with a Trick was the last time about 3 years ago.
Yeah, Chick with a Trick was in 2010 when Anne Fulweiler invited us to present it.
When she was a theater project, yes.
And once we came a time ago with a production for adults, which was called Delta. And actually the first time we came here was a long, long time ago when our great, great friend, the greatest American-Bulgarian connector, Philippe Arnault, brought us here. We came to visit the theater project in 95th or 6th for Thanksgiving Day. It was one of our first American experiences. So we continue keep coming here, and Baltimore is our great American base now.
Yeah, they contacted me several months ago and wanted to know. Actually, the email came to Anne, and I had to inform them that Anne was no longer here. But I would be happy to have a group from Bulgaria. With the last few years, we haven't had as many groups or artists from international. It just it's very, very difficult to do nowadays. What with immigration laws and money and everything.
That's really where the theater project got its start, its beginning.
Right.
Was
things were offered for free, but on the other hand, governments were also pretty free with the money. Foreign governments, our government at that point. That's no longer the case. So any time that we get an opportunity to have an international group of artists here, we try to grab it.
And Desi, one of the things I understand about Bulgaria has a very huge, thriving theater scene. It's all over.
Yes.
Yeah, true. Bulgaria has a very strong tradition in theater. So we have a great education in theater. We have a National Academy for Theater and Film Arts in Sofia. And many great Bulgarian artists, they came out of that. We too. I'm a theater director. I was there 5 years to have MA theater directing course. Desi was there in the acting department. She finished puppetry for...
4 years.
Acting for puppetry, there is a special special course.
And this piece you're doing has lots of puppetry in it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we have some great and very funny puppets in the show too. Yeah, I'm sure people will enjoy them very much. So Bulgarian theater is very, very well established and very well developed. Unfortunately, we are a small country and our language is not so popular, so nobody outside the country speaks Bulgarian. That's why probably Bulgarian theater is not very popular. But the work we do is quite non-verbal. So we travel all over the world. We've been to more than 45 countries in all continents, except besides South America. We haven't been there yet. We came to America several times for four times maybe we've been touring around from Washington up to Vermont. Washington, Baltimore, Philly, New York, Boston. That's our track. That's our usual track here in the States.
So I think there's some music we have queued up that comes from the play. Let's hear a little bit of that, and then we'll talk about what we're listening to. Playing and what's going on when this music is happening?
That's a Bulgarian folk music, typical Bulgarian folk music. We decided to use the folk music along with the folklore story. So, that's the opening of the play. And, I don't want to tell much about the production. To keep the
surprise the people.
this music tells about the spirit of the show. It's funny, it's nice, it's just sparkling, it's full of humor. It gives a good feeling to people, I think.
So I'm curious, what direction we're taking the theater project in now, since it's gone through a lot of changes over the last years.
It has, and we continue to change. I think that we sort of have to. But we're still bringing in artists from around the country, around the world. As so many this season, we actually have a guest artist series. We have we've had these guys, of course. Next week we actually have a week off, which will be the first week since last New Year's that we haven't been doing something. We pretty much operate 52 weeks out of the year. But we have Rohina Malik, who was here 2 years ago doing her show Unveiled. She's from Chicago, originally from London, but she's out of Chicago. She'll be back doing that show not next week, but the week after. And then we have a guy that's actually based in South Carolina doing a one-man Beowulf, which is really incredible.
Nobody reads Beowulf from school anymore.
No, they do. It's actually required.
It is required.
It is still required in high school. So we're actually going to be having some school shows for that. And English teachers are thrilled that there is something to help them along with Beowulf, because you have to read it in the old English. And Charlie Bethel, who adapted and performs the show, actually does a very good job of making it understandable. So that'll be running for 2 weeks towards December. And then we have another 2 weeks off. And then we're back with another new play, Where the Wang Doodle Sings. Brand new.
Where the Wang Doodle Sings.
Where the Wang Doodle Sings. So you got to see that just because of the title. But anyway, like I said, we do that. We have these guest artists that are coming in. We also serve local artists. We have established resident artists here. We have Iron Crow Theater Company. We have Generous Company, which are the ones doing Where the Wang Doodle Sings. They specialize in doing brand new plays that have not been produced before. We have a lot of dance companies: Vincent Thomas, VT Dance, Deep Vision Dance Company,
this is great. Yeah.
The Collective. We have Sonar New Music Ensemble. They do very interesting interpretations of the last show they did. They did a John Cage piece, but they also staged it. It was on a couch. It just fascinating stuff people that are coming up with here. That it's not conventional, and that's what we specialize in the theater project. We do what's new, what's original,
right?
And what's risky.
It's a very unique place to go. And I love theater project. I mean, it's survived. It's still here. It's growing, which is
we are still here and we are growing.
So I'm curious when you all decide to do theater. Not just because the world isn't speak Bulgarian, but you decided to do theater not in formal language, but in movement. So what was that choice?
Well, it is a very private thing. When I finished the academy, it was 93, I finished, as I told you, theater directing. So the theater is all about talking and all this wonderful plays. With great texts, like starting from classics to nowadays. But once I finished the academy, I realized that the contemporary society nowadays uses so many fake words, you know, that I just started not to trust in words anymore. So I decided to go more into a physical theater expression, which something you can reveal through physicality, through human physicality and through physical action on stage, rather than using text. And I started to develop my own language in the theater. So that's how we came up to our own style, because I think we have our own physical theater style. It's a whole story behind that. But finally, we ended up doing also classic plays in a physical way.
Like what?
For instance, now I did in New York, I just did workshop on the play by August Strindberg, Miss Julie. We approached
Madman Strindberg, yes.
Yeah. Yes. We approached it in a physical way. So, it's another world in theater. You really express yourself through your physicality, and people just get your message. So, you don't need to talk much. And same is with our show Garbage for Plums. It's so visual, it's so physical, there is also so much music inside that you don't need to talk much. You just see and enjoy and you get what you need to get.
So now, are you're directing, you're both acting in the piece, or acting? You're doing the acting, Desi.
Just me.
Just me. So you're playing...
Yeah, I'm enough on the stage.
I can believe that. I would not argue with that for a moment. So you're playing the part of the man who comes in, as well as working the puppets, or are the puppets the characters?
The puppet is a different characters. I'm all the time on the stage. I play a man. Okay, this is the secret. And the puppet is just in my body and in different, different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fascinating to watch. She transforms herself. from the man to the woman to the other woman that comes in and manipulating the donkey and all of that. It's fascinating.
So the ticket information. We can't talk prices on public radio, but you can tell us how to get there.
Well, you can go to theaterproject.org, theater with an R-E, because we're fancy. And or you can call 410-752-8558, and most likely you'll talk to me. And I would be glad to sell tickets over the phone.
Or you can show up and buy tickets at the door.
At the door, beginning 1 hour prior to each performance at 45 West Preston Street.
And the performances are when?
The performances are Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 and 5. So we got 5 opportunities to see it. Bring your kids. Bring your neighbor's kids. Bring your neighbors.
Chris Vincent, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Do more theater projects in the coming months. Great to meet you. Petara and Desi, good to meet you both.
Thanks.
Good luck with this production this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming to Baltimore.
Thank you.
On the way out, I'm going to remind this little Bulgarian music coming out. It's going to be in the play Under Us Here as we go out. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Milton. Our intern is Tashira Smith. To hear the show again, podcast any of our past shows, find out information about our guests and the work they do, like getting tickets to this production, please visit us on our website, steinershow.org. You can all now podcast all of our work on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. We'll be right back.